At the U.S. Supreme Court today, the justices tussled over the meaning of the 1978 Pregnancy Discrimination Act. At issue is whether the law allows companies to suspend pregnant workers while allowing others with temporary disabilities to remain on the job. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg has more.
In 1976, the Supreme Court ruled that a company that didn't include pregnancy in its disability plan was not discriminating based on gender. The court said such a plan was simply omitting coverage for one disability. Congress promptly overruled the court by passing a law to ban discrimination based on pregnancy. Since then, however, lower courts have disagreed on what the law means. Enter Peggy Young, a driver who sued UPS for suspending both her job and her health insurance during her pregnancy. She contends that UPS violated the Pregnancy Discrimination Act, the PDA, by treating pregnant workers differently from other workers who had temporary disabilities. On the steps of the Supreme Court today, she put it this way.
We want to start our families. We should be able to start our families and continue work at the same time.
Young contends that she was ready and willing to work and that her route required her to pick up and deliver mainly envelopes and small packages. But because her doctor recommended she not lift more than 20 pounds, she was laid off for the duration of her pregnancy. Young's lawyer, Sharon Fass Gustafson, points to the language of the PDA, which calls for pregnant workers to be treated the same as other workers with temporary disabilities.
Peggy Young was 7 years old when the Pregnancy Discrimination Act became law. And here we are, 36 years later, asking the court to hold simply that the Pregnancy Discrimination Act means what it says.
But inside the Supreme Court chamber, the court's conservative justices were not particularly receptive to the argument presented by Young's lawyers. Justice Kennedy, you make it sound as if the only condition that was not accommodated was a lifting restriction because of pregnancy. And that's really giving a misimpression. Representing Young, lawyer Sam Bagenstos replied that UPS accommodates not just those injured on the job, but large classes of workers with other disabilities, including workers who lose their driving certification because of injuries and illnesses that take place off the job. Justice Scalia, you're calling for a most favored nation treatment for pregnant employees, meaning if you give a benefit to any other class of employee, you have to give it to the pregnant worker. That prompted Justice Ginsburg later on to remark that the UPS policy amounted instead to least favored status for pregnant workers. Solicitor General Donald Verrilli, supporting Young, contended that the law is actually quite narrow. There's only one thing an employer cannot do under the PDA, he said, and that's to treat pregnancy-related medical conditions worse than other conditions that similarly limit a non-pregnant employee's ability to work. Verrilli noted that Congress made a choice here not to protect everyone with off-the-job injuries, but to protect employees with pregnancy-related medical conditions. UPS has, in fact, changed its policy on accommodating pregnant workers, but still defends the old policy. Making that argument today was lawyer Caitlin Halligan. She maintained that UPS had a facially neutral policy that accommodated workers who were disabled on the job and did not accommodate anyone with an injury or condition that was sustained off the job. Justice Breyer, the employer will always have a facially neutral policy. It just turns out that it happens to hit pregnant women and four other people. And that's the kind of thing Congress was trying to stop in this statute. Lawyer Halligan disputed the facts as represented by Young's lawyers. She said it was not true that non-pregnant workers routinely got dispensations for light work when they sustained off-the-job injuries. But pressed by Justice Ginsburg, she did not provide any examples of such employees forced to take leave. Justice Alito, is there really any dispute that if a UPS driver fell off his all-terrain vehicle at home over the weekend, he would not get a light-duty accommodation? Halligan replied that there is no dispute that the worker would have to take leave. But in rebuttal, Young's lawyer said that the record shows UPS did in fact make accommodations for employees who sustained sports and other off-the-job accidental injuries, as well as illnesses. A decision in the case is expected by summer. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.